Supporters of the compact represent a virtual who's who in Colorado politics, as well as a diverse group of business, civic, and community leaders. And Jody, the choice of leader for this year-long effort is Colorado Senator Michael Bennett.
Bennett has really forged a reputation of being able to work with both sides of the aisle in the Senate. And I think it's that kind of approach that will be important in Congress, for people to come together and work from both sides of the aisle and really come up with some immigration reform. He was a member of the Gang of Eight, which tackled some of the economic problems that the government was having. And he seems to do really well when it comes to building coalitions and trying to come to consensus.
So what exactly is in this compact? I know the group came together around six guiding principles. What is the message that they are trying to convey?
Well, they're trying to get the point basically to Congress and people in Washington that the federal government really has a responsibility to enact and enforce immigration policy. That's their main tenet. They also believe that immigration laws should work to strengthen the economy, ensure national security, and support families here in the state as much as possible. And finally, they talk about the importance of immigrants having a path to citizenship and a way to become part of this country for those who don't have legal status right now. It's pretty all-encompassing, fairly general right now, and it actually is similar to a compact in Utah, which basically has the same principles, and different states across the country are putting these together, and Colorado seems to be right up at the forefront in terms of getting on the bandwagon.
Getting on the bandwagon is one thing. This compact is non-binding, but Senator Bennett says he's confident that taking some, quote, Colorado common sense to Washington will help fix the immigration system. So can Colorado's plan, even though other states have crafted similar proposals, really influence the debate and or policy change?
He's got a wide array of people who have signed on to this, including Latino outreach groups and religious organizations and everybody from the corn growers to the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce. So he's hoping that all these conversations, people will realize that immigration is a very broad topic, but it needs specific input.
Well, if we come back to the state level, we've seen state legislatures tackle immigration reform in lieu of the federal government actually taking action on this issue. Colorado's legislative session begins in January. Any chance that this compact may spark some debate at the state capitol?
It very possibly could. Immigration is always on the legislative radar, dating back a few years ago when the legislature came back in special session to deal with the issue of immigration reform. Interestingly, about a week ago, a study came out about a bill passed 6 years ago in the legislature, which requires a police officer who has probable cause to believe that an arrestee is undocumented to be able to report that to ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office. Senate Bill 90 was very controversial, and it ends up that it's costing the state about $13 million, according to this study that was released last week. Senator Ted Harvey, who was the sponsor of this bill, actually said he didn't think it went far enough. And I think there's a wide continuum of beliefs as to whether we're too strict or too liberal on our immigration enforcement. So it's something that could be fodder for legislative conversation here in Colorado.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.